Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. As I mentioned on the broadcast yesterday, this is Missions Conference Week, and we'll have our service normally Wednesday night with our Children's Club meeting at 7 p.m., and the Spanish service is this Wednesday at 7 p.m. as well. We invite the Spanish-speaking folks out to that service, and they meet the same time in the fellowship hall. And then, of course, Thursday night, Friday night, 6:30, and then Saturday, our dinner at 5, and our service around 6:15 to 6:30. And then, of course, Sunday, we close out 9:30, 10:30, and 6:30. So it's a great, great time. Give of your best to the Master is our theme, and we're praying for God to do a great work in our midst. We have Brother John Hambleton, who plants churches in the United States. He's our featured speaker and one of our missionaries. We have the Morgan family, who are on their way to Japan to become missionaries there. And then we have Becca Joseph, who's a single lady, who's a medical missionary to Honduras. And then we have Dr. Bruce and Martin and his wife Jenny, and they're with Trans Global Health Partners, another health ministry. Dr. Martin, of course, doctor for years, and now he is retired from his practice, and he's serving the Lord full-time as a missionary in various countries of the world and helping them in a medical way, but more importantly, giving them the gospel. So it's a great time. Going to be a great, great conference. I hope you can make it out for some of the services, and join us for our Missions Conference Week. Now, if your Bible's nearby, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Paul writes the church at Corinth here, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." All right, we'll talk to you a little bit about concerning the collection. 1 Corinthians, as most of you know, is almost entirely correctional. This is a carnal church. There's divisions. There's strife. There's envy. There's immorality. There's ego problems. There's a misusing of the spiritual gifts. There's a abusing of the Lord's table. There's a misunderstanding of the resurrection and other important doctrines. And now we get to chapter 16, and he says, "Now concerning the collection." In other words, listen, most people do not give to God properly. Most people put a dollar in the offering and think it's fine giving God a dollar, because most Christians do not understand what God expects when it comes to the collection. Someone once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." And so God gives explicit instruction here as to how we are to give. Notice, the first thing is, when do we give? He said, upon the first day of the week. We give on the first day of the week. The first day of the week is not Monday. The first day of the week is Sunday. Look on any calendar. The first day of the week is Sunday. The Sabbath was the seventh day. Sunday is the Lord's Day. It's the first day of the week. It's the priority we give Jesus of coming first. The priority we give God of putting him first. The Sabbath is the seventh day. The Sabbath is the holy day. But Christ rose from the dead on the first day of the week, on Sunday. The disciples gathered together on Sunday, the first day of the week. And on the first week after the resurrection, they were gathered together again. That's the Sunday Thomas made sure he was there that Sunday. So we gather on the first day of the week to celebrate, to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's a precedent set by the early believers. By the early church, we meet affirming our belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we call Sunday the Lord's Day. It belongs to the Lord. Don't steal it from him. The first day is to remind us that all seven really are his. And the first day offering is to remind us that all of the money we have is really his. It belongs to God. So we give on the first day of the week. Now, notice, not only when are we to give, but who is it that is to give? The Bible says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. Every one of you. Is it just every rich person? No, every one of you. Every employed person? No, every one of you. Everyone not in debt? No, every one of you. Every one of you over 21? No, every one of you. Whether you're rich or poor, whether you're upper, middle, or lower class, whether you're in debt or not in debt, whether you're at work or not work, every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. God expects all to give, and all can give. God has given to each one of us. We're to lay by him in store. Payday's Friday. You write the check and you lay it by for Sunday. You get paid on Monday. You write the check and you lay it by in order to give it on the Lord's Day. If you don't do that, you'll go to write the check and it won't be in there. You don't give God the last fruits. The Bible says we're to honor God with the first fruits of all of our substance. So we know, when do we give? First day of the week, Sunday. Who is to give? Everyone is to give. How do we give? Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. So all prosperity and all success comes from God. Somebody said some people will easily give God credit, but they're sure reluctant to give him cash. Well, listen, everything, I work for everything I have, preacher. Well, who gave you the health to work? Who gave you the ability to work? Who gave you the ability to get out of bed in the morning? You know, God could put each one of us flat on our back. We wouldn't be able to do anything. Can I help you? Our giving is to be in proportion to our receiving. The more God gives us, the more we ought to give back to him. Over in 2 Corinthians, as he begins to give further instruction about this matter of giving, 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 are given to that. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 12, the Bible says, "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." So he's saying it's according to what you have. It's not according to what you don't have. Give according to as God has prospered you. When David gave towards the building of the temple in 1 Chronicles 29, he said, "I gave of my own goods, of what God has given to me." All we have comes from God, and we give it out of his hand. Someone wrote, "What? Giving again?" I ask in dismay. "And must I keep giving and giving alway?" "Oh no," cried an angel, piercing me through. "Just give until God stops giving to you." Wow, I want to give. That's how you give, as God has prospered me. And he has prospered us in the United States of America. All right, so that is, when do we give? First day of the week. Who's to give? Everyone. How do we give? As God hath prospered us. And then notice, where do we give? He said, "Let him lay by him in store." Store. That's very similar to the language of the Old Testament, where it was to bring the tithe into the storehouse. That was the temple. That was where they would gather the tithe, and the first fruits of that would go to the priests for their sustenance, and then for the ministry and the upkeep and the help of the temple. Notice that there's no temple today. You and I are the temple of the living God, but there is a storehouse. It's called the local church. Notice it doesn't say you send in an offering. It means you bring it in. You bring it in. You don't send it. You bring it. You don't mail it. You bring it. You come with it. In other words, God just doesn't want your money. He wants you. And if he has you, he'll have the money. God always requires the man before he requires the money. But if you're helped by the church, you go spiritually by the church, you're edified by the church, you're cared for by the church, you have fellowship with the church, you have a place to serve in the church, then your giving should be to the local church. I'm glad you listen to Words to Encourage Radio. But you ought not tithe here. You ought to tithe to your church and tithe where the Lord is feeding you. If you get blessed by the Words to Encourage broadcast, I'm thankful for that. And we're grateful for the support of folks who support us on a monthly basis. It's a blessing and it's a help to the ministry. But listen, I don't want your tithe. That goes to a local church. Giving should be to the local church. Some man said, "I have nothing but praise for our church." And the minister replied, "Yes, I noticed that when the offering went by." Listen, you say, "Well, preacher, this giving, am I supposed to give a tenth?" That's the starting point. The Bible says in the Old Testament, the tithe is the Lord's. And he never took that back. Jesus, in rebuking the Pharisees, said when they tithe of the mint and the cumin and all that, but they omitted the weightier matters of the law. Jesus said, these ought ye to have done. You're right to tithe. You're right to tithe down to the each in smallest spice, but don't leave the other undone. So that's where you begin, is a tithe, 10%. You earn $50, $5 is God. You earn $100, $10 is God's. You just walk it, and you week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. Let me ask you a question. You take what you give, you take whatever you put in that plate on Sunday, and you multiply it by 10. And ask yourself, could I live on this? In other words, you may make $900 a week, and yet you put $20 in the offering. Well, let's multiply that by 10, $200 a week. Could you live on that? Well, how do you expect God's work to thrive on that then? Doesn't work that way, does it? A boy was playing store with his dad, and his dad gave him 5 cents to buy something. He said, Dad, we're playing store, not church. Oh, how sad. The job, someone said, our job that needs to be done will never get done on what we can give conveniently. Listen, give. Give in store. Give as God has prospered you. Give on the Lord's Day. Give on the first day of the week. Everyone giving as God hath prospered him in the local church. It shows that you acknowledge God's given me to me. It shows that you acknowledge your thankfulness and your gratitude. And I want to tell you this, God rewards your giving. I mean, it'd just be right to do, and that should be reason enough. But God says in the book of Malachi, when you bring those tithes and offerings into the storehouse, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive it. In 2 Corinthians, he'll tell the Corinthian church that God will give you all sufficiency in all things. He'll provide your need. You can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. The truth is, love always makes giving easy. And if I've trusted my soul to Jesus Christ, and I hope you have, then it's not hard at all to trust him with money. God gave his son for me. Couldn't I give my best for him? How can I be stingy with God? He's the supplier of all of my needs. Oh, my friend, I have to be willing to give and to give as God has blessed and prospered me. I want the work of Christ to go forward. I want to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I know God will reward me for my giving. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. God will see to it you won't outgive him. When do we give? First day of the week. Who gives? Everyone. How do we give? As God has prospered us. Where do I give? In store, the local church. And God will reward my giving. That's the thoughts about concerning the collection. Well, have a great Tuesday, William. I'll look forward to being with you on our broadcast tomorrow. And when I want to talk to you a little bit about the service tomorrow night, and I'll say more about that in the broadcast tomorrow. All right, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.